How did you divide up the pig?
Well, when you kill hogs, you trimmed out the ham and used all the trimmings for a sausage. You took your middlings and cured them, and the other parts, you had some fat back, which you used for boiling meats, and you had the streakalines. You use some of it in sausage, and the other you keep it to fry outright, like you do, they call it pork chops now. Mm-hmm. And then you take the liver and make pressed meat, and that included the hog's head and anything you get off the head and feet.
Did you ever do anything with the liquid?
No.
From that?
Oh, you mean the lard?
Yeah, and then was there ever anything that, what do they call that stuff that you made from part of the pig? Some kind of sausage, not regular sausage, or cheese, or maybe I don't know what I'm thinking about right now. Okay, when you cut the hog on the side and strip that off, what did you call that part?
The middling.
Middling, okay. And what's, when you used to go to the butcher shop, I mean, you know, not when you were living on the farm, but if you were going to buy what we had for breakfast this morning, you know, before it was cut, what would you call that?
Well, that's part of the middling of the hog, the bacon part. As you take a middling and sugar cure it and slice it and make bacon out of it.
Okay. And the whole piece, was there a name for buying it in the whole piece?
You mean the whole bacon?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, if you buy bacon in a great big piece that hasn't been sliced like we buy it, what do you call that great big piece of bacon?
The middling.
Middling, okay. And the kind of meat you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs, again?
Is bacon.
Bacon, okay. Now, if you buy it and you try to cut, or you've cooked your bacon and you try to cut it, and you can't cut all the way through a piece because there's this tough piece on the outside, what do you call that?
That's the skin.
The skin, okay. The kind of meat, the kind of meat that you buy not sliced, but you might slice it up then and fry it and cook it. And you could eat it with eggs or with other things. Maybe a little thicker than what we were talking about before.
Is that what you're trying to say is pork chops or Canadian bacon?
Or
ham?
Yeah.
Cured ham sliced?
Okay. The kind of meat that comes in little links?
Sausage links?
Yeah. All right. Who do you call the person who kills the pig and then fixes, prepares the meat? What do you call that person?
The slaughterhouse.
But the man, if you went to the grocery store nowadays.
Meat man.
Yeah, or another word for him, if he really did the killing, he'd be called a
butcher.
Butcher, okay. Now, if you've had the meat too long and you're afraid to eat it, you might say, oh, I don't think we better eat that. That meat has probably
soured, I don't know.
Okay. Now, if you, this same word could be used to describe a child who doesn't know how to behave and pitches a fit when it doesn't get its own way. What would you call a child like that?